too much of a good thing. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
Researchers at the University of Maryland found that people who were asked to stay away from emails, text messages, Facebook, Twitter for 24 hours developed withdrawal symptoms typically seen in smokers attempting to give up smoking.
According to marketing professor Ann Mirabito, the same neural circuitry in the brain that lights up when we get a kick from social networking is the same neural circuitry that lights up when people get a high from cocaine or other types of substance abuse.
What's the path people go down? And what are the environmental cues, what are the marketing cues that either push people further down the path or hold them back and prevent overconsumption? Near addictive use is the inflection point on the path. Time spent and enjoyment are high, self-control is still relatively high, but harmful consequences are beginning to emerge. When you find that you're spending more time on Facebook and spending more time on texting, and it's getting in the way of other activities that you once enjoyed or relationships with people that you once enjoyed, that's a sign that the consumption has gotten out of control.
While marketing has inadvertently helped to create conditions for overconsumption by offering unlimited text messaging or value meals and all-you-can-eat buffets, Mirabito adds, it can also help put on the brakes when enough is enough, like software for computers that limits time spent surfing the web. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.